How do we keep our smart, energetic, bright college graduates from packing up and leaving Michigan? Well, here's one way: by helping those with an entrepreneurial spirit launch their startups in Michigan. That's the idea behind a contest called the Michigan Collegiate Innovation Prize. More than 81 teams from more than 16 colleges and universities around the state apply to be a part of this contest. At stake, more than $100,000 in prizes and intensive startup training. Joining me now is Amy Klinke with the U of M Center for Entrepreneurship. It's in the College of Engineering, and she's the contest director. Welcome to the program, Amy.
Hello, thank you.
And we welcome a member of one of the winning teams, Dr. Mark Keel, a pathology resident at the University of Michigan Hospital. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Amy, what was the overall point of the Michigan Collegiate Innovation Prize?
Well, this program actually started 5 years ago, and just like a startup, we have had many iterations over the last 5 years. We started actually out of the business school as just a clean energy prize, and it was just a business plan competition, which was great. But one of the things that we noticed when we were doing this is that we had 25 teams enter and only three win. And those three teams may or may not have moved on to create a venture. And what we realized that if we did some training with those other 22 teams, that we might actually get all of them to be ventures, or at least give them the training to do that if it wasn't for that topic for another venture. So that was the next 2 years, same thing, focused on training and just clean energy. And this year, we were able to iterate one more time where we took we expanded all the categories from just clean energy, but to include web and IT and healthcare and product and services.
So you really spread out.
Yeah. We decided that, you know, we were really limiting the opportunities for our students. And so we broadened it, as well as the Center for Entrepreneurship had been participating in a program called the National I-Corps program, which similar to the Peace Corps. I-Corps stands for innovation. And it's an intensive training program originally only for researchers at universities with National Science Foundation funding. And we were able to take that training and give it to all of these students, undergrads as well.
So you had some 81 teams from more than 16 colleges and universities applying to be a part of this contest. Give us an idea of some of the kinds of projects that were submitted.
Oh, my goodness. we had anything from a team that decided they wanted to – It was in the energy category, and they were going to make a hybrid tree seed with glowworms or fireflies, and then that would make the trees glow at night, and that would be a different way to light. Which I thought was an interesting idea.
Chemiluminescent trees.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we had a lot of kind of crazy but kind of cool ideas like that that came in. The teams that actually got accepted. So out of 81 teams, we only accepted 29. And the teams that got accepted were really based on the quality of the idea, the passion of the students. Do they have the right team members to do it? So if your idea is web-based, do you have a programmer on your team? Mm-hmm. Knowing that and also the passion and tenacity of the students.
Well, Dr. Mark Keel, your team, Genomenon, I love that name, was one of the winners. So tell us about the technology you presented for this project.
So basically it's software that simplifies genome sequencing interpretation. So that's complicated for people not in the field. Basically, a genome is all the 3 billion letters of DNA that make us who we are. And sometimes even a single change in one of those letters can mean the difference between health and disease. So it used to be that physicians in the laboratory would look for those changes one at a time.
Oh, boy.
But recent technological advances have made it possible that we could sequence all 3 billion in a couple of days for a couple $100. So the problem is that analyzing all that data is very challenging. And what we do is automate and simplify that process for physicians in the laboratory.
Which is something that truly would have the possibility to save lives around the world.
So particularly in the case of cancer, where the difference in going from unknown to a diagnosis, if it takes more than a couple days or weeks, it can mean the difference between a bad outcome and a positive outcome for the patient.
And how about the training, this I-Corps training and the idea that you're getting some tools?
So it's impossible to underestimate how important this training was. I was pretty aware that we had something that was commercially viable while we were working on it because we were solving our own problems. Mm-hmm. And if we in our research laboratory and clinical laboratory were having these problems, we assumed that it was true of of all these other laboratories across the nation and throughout the world. And so after dawning on us that this was a potential business model, we realized that we didn't know anything about starting. And so
doctors. You had a lot of medical school to wade through.
We know the science and we know the relevance to medicine, but we don't know how to make it a reality in the business realm. And so the MCIP, I have to say, was one of our first forays into making this a reality. And it's taken us from being very naive, I feel like, to at least knowing the lay of the land and understanding what's required to move forward in the next steps. So outside of the training, there's a great deal of exposure to the business community in Ann Arbor. There's mentorship that you're linked up with, and I have to say that in our case in particular, the mentorship that we were joined with was very helpful.
So what are your hopes for the company?
Well, to make it a success.
Yes.
And I feel like in no small part due to the MCIP, we're well on our way. So to make it a success, to put our product in the hands of customers, to, you know, the goal here is to change the way that medicine is conducted. And we feel like given the newness of this technology and the struggles associated with making it a clinical reality, we feel like we're in a really good position to do just that.
Amy, give us a sense of how you hope that this contest would help keep talent in Michigan.
So the idea is that we took the business plan competition model and blew it out and said, okay, let's focus on the people in the program and train them to start a business. So the idea is that they get connected, as Mark just said, to the community, to the corporate connections, to mentors, that when they start their business or if they go work with another business, that they're going to do it here in the state, right? Because we're now exposing them to the entire entrepreneurial ecosystem across the state. So we partnered with our friends in Grand Rapids, in Kalamazoo, in the UP, in Mount Pleasant. And the whole idea was to plug them in so that when these students graduate, no matter where they're coming from, they're connected with our community, and I think when you're connected to a community, you're much more likely to stay.
We are excited about Genomenon and what you're going to be doing. Yes, and I think there could be really, when you think about a breakthrough that could save lives when battling cancer, this is terrific, and it's great to know that it came right out of your energies and the prize, the Michigan Collegiate Innovation Prize. I've been speaking with Amy Klinke, who's director of the prize, and with her was a member of one of the winning teams, Dr. Mark Keel, pathology resident at the University of Michigan. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.